You can check on the pair periodically to see if you notice any decrease in the distance between them. The distance between these two objects on the dome of the sky actually will decrease because the moon moves relatively rapidly across our sky and because the pair won't be closest together until around dawn. What's more, if you have binoculars, you can use them to glimpse one or more of the four largest moons of Jupiter, the four Galilean satellites. You'll see the moons as tiny dots of light strung out in a line on either side of the giant planet. So check it out. Jupiter near the moon, Sunday morning. And by the way, if you wait until just before dawn, you'll find the pair high in the southeast. Our program's called Stardate. It's written by Deborah Bird. If you'd like to receive our free sky calendar and star chart, send a legal-sized, self-addressed, stamped envelope to the University of Texas McDonald Observatory in Austin, Texas, zip 78712. We'll get that in the mail to you just as soon as possible. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Joel Block.
There. I'm Mike Uhas. Eric Corley's not here tonight. Oh, no. This is the voice of Long Island, and, well, let's see. Well, where is Eric? Well, he's not here. I just said that. Don't worry. It'll take me about a half an hour just to get everything rolling here, I suppose. No, Eric's in the big city of New York, and he's in there seeing person perform by the name of Laurie Anderson. You must have heard of her, eh? And with any luck, he'll call up from the show. But we can't promise you that. So anyway, I'm Mike Uhas. I'll be here for 2 hours with the voice of Long Island with a whole bunch of incredible, incredulous stuff. Like Laurie Anderson.
Beispiele paranormale Tonbandstimmen. Was sind paranormale Tonbandstimmen? Es sind Stimmen unbekannter Wirkungen. Es sind paranormale Stimmen.
Ihren Klang. Ich verstehe die Sprachen. Ich verstehe die Sprachen nicht. Ich höre nur ihren Klang.
Honey, you're my one and only. Like her going down slowly in the
Beispiel Nummer 22.
I guess you must have heard a lot of that tonight, huh?
Yeah. Oh, that was good. That was very good. I enjoyed that a lot.
Example number 22 from Laurie Anderson.
Yes. She did that in concert, and it was put on extremely well with video effects and all kinds of very nice sounds.
Are you going to review the show for us?
Well, I'll just go so far as to say that it was a spectacular achievement insofar as you call it a multimedia extravaganza, perhaps.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she had a lot of things that she likes to play with, including dogs and airplanes and telephones.
Uh-huh. Speaking of telephones, it sounds like there's a lot of people in the background there.
Yeah, there are a lot of strange people around here.
I hear people whistling and stuff.
That's usually the way it is in New York City, you see. All kinds of strange people hang around.
Uh-huh. I see. I understand thoroughly. Now, where are you, in Brooklyn right now?
No, we're in New York, we're on Bleecker Street, actually. We're in that theater that shows Clockwork Orange at midnight sometimes. And it's the only warm place we could find with their payphone.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. It's very cold out here. It's very windy, too.
Yes, it's
being hit in the face with pieces of the Friday New York Times.
Oh, well, it's
mysteriously yellow for some reason.
Well, you better watch out for that on Bleecker Street.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's right near the Bowery, right? Is that where you are?
Well, it goes into the Bowery. Yeah, we're in the East Village.
I see.
We crossed over 6th Avenue.
Uh-huh.
And we see cars and things going by outside.
Well, right now in Stony Brook, it's -3 Celsius, about 27 Fahrenheit, and it is windy.
Oh, the wind chill factor must bring it down considerably.
Oh, it must. It must.
What are the winds gusting up to over there?
Well, 20 to 30 knots.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Knots? I went miles per hour, my friend.
Okay, 20 to 25.
Okay. That's pretty windy.
Yeah, it is.
Don't go out on any boats tonight, folks.
With higher gusts.
Yeah.
They're northwesterly at about 20 to 25 miles per hour. Do you happen to know what that is in kilometers per hour?
What was it again, miles?
20 to 25.
I would estimate probably around 35.
Oh, okay.
Or so.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure, though.
Yeah.
So how are things with you? How was your week?
Oh, just fine, just fine.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
That's good.
And yours?
Mine's been pretty hectic. In fact, very hectic.
Well, this...
Having to go in to see this concert two nights of the past two.
Yeah, no, you went in there two nights in a row, huh?
Yeah, Thursday and Friday. It's a two-part show, you see.
Yeah.
And it's very well put together.
Uh-huh.
I recommend it to anybody. There are about four more shows.
Uh-huh.
Four more shows coming up.
Yeah, I see.
Sets of two.
Uh-huh. Well, so that's Saturday and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, huh?
I believe Monday and Tuesday, yeah. Definitely Saturday and Sunday. There's a matinee performance on Sunday afternoon.
And you say this is down at the Brooklyn Academy of Music?
Yeah, BAM.
BAM.
Yeah. And you can take a BAM bus from New York.
Oh, is there such a thing?
Yeah, there is a BAM bus, yes.
Uh-huh.
I don't know exactly where it comes from. There's a BAM train and all kinds of BAM things.
I see. Isn't there a song, You Must Take the BAM Train? Oh, no, that's the A Train.
That's the A Train.
I was close.
The BAM Train doesn't run anymore.
Oh.
Sometimes it doesn't run on time, but it doesn't run.
Yeah, so it's very cold in the city. Are you going to go down to Mott Street for some...
We'll pass by Mott Street, in fact.
Yeah. Well, are you going to go down there for Chinese food later on?
Probably not.
Oh, too bad, because if
you... There's too much the thing to do these days. That's why we don't do that kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you could go down to one of those all-night kitchens and bring me something back.
We were in an Italian pastry shop.
Oh, really? Did you get cannolis and stuff?
No, we got all kinds of strange... You know, we got rooked, basically.
You know, speaking...
But we expected to.
Speaking about Italian...
Oh, it's the three little things, you know?
Speaking about Italian pastry shops, there's a fellow here on the staff. His name is Will Cannoli. Did you know that?
Will Cannoli? Yeah, what about him?
Yeah. Well, he's an Italian pastry.
Ah.
Yeah. In fact, he comes after me every alternate Thursday night.
Who's coming after you tonight?
Somebody named Nancy, who I really didn't have much of a chance to meet, but she walked in and she says, "Hi, I'm Nancy."
Oh, well, that's good.
But like the old airliners, you know, that I forget which airline it was that used to name their... There are jets after their stewardesses, right? You know, "Hi, I'm Nancy." You remember those commercials?
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's really a lot of fun that we have this revolving door coming on after our show where all kinds of interesting, strange people come in.
Yeah. No, I think it's a real...
It's like a programming move, in my opinion.
Yes, it is. And you had nothing to do with it, right?
No, nothing at all.
Well, that makes it even better, I guess.
Yes, sure. Oh, anyway, what do you have planned for the show tonight?
Oh, I've got all sorts of neat things. We got a couple of special dub versions.
Oh, boy.
Well, no, just at least one special dub version. And
yeah, there's a special song that Mr. Ronnie Pritchett brought in.
About what?
Like a telephone song or something like that.
Yeah, I have that queued up right now, in fact.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you might as well get into that.
I love the...
Go back to our carousing.
Yeah, I love the sound effects in the background there, the people whistling and stuff.
Yeah, it's weird people, you know. Hey.
Yeah. Well, listen, you have fun carousing. You're in there with a whole bunch of people, are you?
Yeah. A little pack, you know. That would be safe.
Uh-huh. A little den, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Knock the cars off the road every now and then.
Well, anyway, why don't you say that we're tuned to the voice?
We're tuned to the voice.
Of Long Island.
That's right.
And I'm Mike Uhas.
I'm Eric Corley in New York on the theme.
Uh-huh.
There are lots of people here, and apparently lots of people seem to live here and work and do all kinds of things.
Yeah, it's one of the larger cities in the world.
More on that later, because...
Oh, are you going to call later?
Well, perhaps.
Oh.
I can't promise anything,
uh-huh.
But I'm going to hang up now, and
oh.
You're going to hear all kinds of interesting noises.
Oh, good.
Are you ready for that?
Sure.
Okay, here they come. That wasn't it. That was me dropping the phone.
Well, that's...
Now I will hang up.
That's typical. Goodbye.
The actual sound of telephone company equipment from New York to Stony Brook disconnecting.
Well,
here we go.
Go ahead.
My telephone.
Okay, Mike. Find a chair and sit in it. Yeah, that's something from the Penguin Cafe Orchestra, and it's a tune called Telephone and Rubber Band. Yes. And just before that, My Telephone from Kit Watkins. About 22 past 12 on The Voice. And here's something from Patti Smith, by request.
Person to fight to be. No, no, work, I'm so deserted. What you need?
Together, will you please? Thank you.